Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Mothers, you are blessed and highly favored. You've heard some people when asked, "How are you?" And they reply, "Blessed and highly favored." Or probably you have used the term a time or two. I think it is such a great announcement, a delightful acknowledgement of your relationship with God, to choose to focus on what God has made of your life, to declare to the world without apology that despite what you might see or know of me, right here and now, I am blessed by God and I experience God's favor from day to day. Today, let us find where that statement had its origin. On that super special occasion, a young teenage girl had a visit from an angel. What would you do if an angel visited you? Would you invite him in for coffee or to stay around and join your family with over a meal? Anyway, the angel was so polite. "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. You are blessed among women." Luke 1 verse 28. This is like the sweetest greeting a girl could get. It doesn't get any better, but it does, because this was not a man from the village. This was an angel. It was enough to make a Jewish girl faint, because the Jews were raised to think that if you see an angel, you were going to die. Mary found herself in that zone. She was fearful, and not just his appearance, but also his greetings. That kind of a greeting is not to be taken lightly, and Mary was scared. The angel brought her great news that she had been chosen to be the mother of the Messiah. This was a most enviable position to come into. Approximately 700 years before, the prophet Isaiah had spoken it in Isaiah 9 and verse 6, and now of all the times since then, Mary has been chosen. God has a time appointed for everything. And if I may speak to a mother right now, you have an important part to play in God's list of appointments. Keep in connection with God so that you will be ready when God calls you for your assignment. And here's a word to all the godly mothers. You have been chosen. You might ask, when did God choose me? Paul says that before the foundation of the world was laid, you were chosen by God to be blessed with all spiritual blessings. Christian mothers, rejoice and celebrate the fact that no matter what your circumstances, you are blessed, you are highly favored, God has plans for you, and all of this is because you have been chosen by God for purpose. Just about now, you should be doing a dance of celebration. Anyway, this young girl, Mary, was plunged into a life filled with challenges because God chose her. She had to navigate the unbelief that came from Joseph and other folks in her community when she told them of her encounter with the angel and that she was pregnant not because she had sex outside of marriage, but by the mysterious act of the Holy Spirit. And even after Jesus was born, there were more gossip in Bethlehem where she gave birth and back in Nazareth where she and Joseph settled down to raise Jesus and his younger siblings. The life of a mother is never a bed of roses. Pain during pregnancy, pain at child's birth, and different forms of pain as your child grows up. But God never abandoned Mary, and although she learned to keep things in her heart, she experienced blessings. Her son became outstanding. You, my friend, God will never abandon you, and especially since you brought into this world a beautiful child that God made. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Luke 2 and verse 32. I don't know how many other children in the community were spoken well of like Jesus, but this mother who had this big assignment saw signs that all was not in vain. Mothers, know what to look for, and when you see your children making progress, you celebrate and give God thanks quietly. Mary was desirous of seeing her son become the man he was promised to be. So you can understand when they were at this wedding and they ran out of wine that this mother named Mary, she knew things about her son that very few persons there knew. She was the one who came and told him that they had run out of wine. This mother knew things about her son that very few persons knew. And she threw the gate open that day and made him aware that there is no wine. His response was supposed to have silenced her. But this blessed and highly favored woman turned to the servants, not to Jesus, turned to the servants and said, "Whatever he tells you to do, do it." Mary launched Jesus's first miracle. For the next 3 years, Mary was with Jesus most of the times along with some other women from Galilee. Mothers are somehow interested in not just the big successes, but they want to be there when things go wrong. Mary was there with Jesus when he performed miracles and taught great lessons to the crowd. But you cannot begin to understand how her heart broke in a million pieces when she witnessed the crucifixion, the brutality of that barbaric act of execution that was visited on her precious son. She knew that this was his purpose for coming into the world, but her heart ached nonetheless as she saw the cruel Roman soldiers brutally drove nails into his beautiful hands and feet and mercilessly pierced him in his side. She saw his blood flowing from his wounds, and she must have remembered what that angel told her. "He shall save his people from their sin." That memory of what the angel said must have helped her to not rush to pull him down from the cross, because her son came to give life, to give his life for many. And so she did not want to interfere with God's plan for her son. Sometimes mothers wish they could help their sons when they seem to be in trouble, but they have to take comfort in the fact that God is in control. Mary was there at the beginning of Jesus' life, and she was there in the end, and she was there in the upper room after he went back to glory. Acts 1 verse 14. She was there waiting along with the others for the arrival of the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised he would send. Over 33 years before, she waited for the arrival of the Messiah. And in this moment, in the upper room, she was waiting again. She had all confidence that God was going to send the Holy Spirit. And she was one of the 120 persons who were baptized in the Holy Spirit that day. She was one of the foundation members of the church that was birthed on the day of Pentecost. And Mary became part of a movement that her son established, the thing called the church and the evangelization of the world. Mary, no doubt, boldly witnessed to people about salvation in her son Jesus. She could tell them stories, but Mary was pleased that she was chosen to be the mother of Jesus. And many years later, she was part of this movement that was carrying out the mandate to spread the gospel across the world. Those later years must have brought joy to Mary's heart. It was worth walking the hard road of being Jesus' mother, but it was so sweetly rewarded. Mothers, on this your special day when you are celebrated, don't let your mission end on this day. Keep praying for your children. Keep telling them that Jesus is the answer. Mothers, keep serving Jesus until he calls you home. After you meet Jesus, then you will see millions and millions and millions of people who believed in the son of another woman, Mary's son, who became flesh and died for the world. You might well be raising greatness, mother, and when your children start to serve the Lord, you will know the joy that comes from raising your children to honor the Lord. Happy Mother's Day, and God bless you, Mom.